I just want to. I have no idea what the Rambam is holding. Okay, it's nice to be back in Mishnah. A few do you come over here in Mishnah Berurah in the dinim of Smicha. So in Sif Aleph. In the, he's still going in the Mechaber. He says that Tfilah en Gufa Ktuma Mutar Lismach Lo Keder B'Samach Chutzalah. Even if it's not Garf HaKotam, but Smicha is Mutar. Now, the Shaila, when we're saying Smicha over here, what are we being Matar? We're saying Smicha. That's the. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah in Tetzvav says Yesh Rebbe Dolchin and Hachakim Hasmicha Be'er Shabbos Lashrash Mishnah Techshach Abul Hasam Shabbos Asa Filu B'Smicha. So this is Matar Shehiya, and this is the Kibeger's Pshat in the Magen Avraham. This is Matar Shehiya to a Tana which is not Gor V'Katum is Mutter and Erev Shabbos, but B'Chazara. It's not going to be mutter. Rak the svar shi'ah muskim b'sof esif mutter filo chazara al pi afanim avur masip beitz. Depending how you look at the Gemara, the more time it's talking about shehi or talking about chazara, depending whether you go on the chananya like derbanan. So according to the second shita, which is the Ramah, so for shehiya, this is mutter even without in the chiddush of smicha. Even chazara is mutter. That's what Kibbeh learns. Okay, so according to Mechaber, smicha. Right, Eino Gor Fakatim is Aser, and according to the Moat, it's Mutter. Aval, but you need to know Chazor, that's the Lahakser, etc. Aval Kamal Chorinim, then he brings it to Dagom of Avra, and he brings it to Beis Meir, to Chlushi Ram Hashem the Ra'ah, and that. Even like the Rabbanon, not like the Chananya, even like the Rabbanon, Chazara of Smicha is Mutter, even though it's not a Garfa Kotum. And the Philip of Smicha Lechachilah B'Shabbos, Yesh Mekil. Then he takes it a step further. That not only is Smicha Mutter Shehiya, Smicha is Mutter Chazara, but Smicha is Mutter in the Sinai Lechachilah. So, but you have to deal with the bishul issue. So, how do you do a smicha lechatchila on Shabbos? You have a bishul problem. So, because if you left it on the fire, so you're talking about chazor, and you're talking about smicha nesina lechatchila. So, the case would be that the keder was cham. I mean, you can give a pasha the case. Pasha the case of hatmona from hatmona to nesina algabi keder is nesina algabi. Tan or Kira is not called Chazara, it's not Mutter. From one Kira to another Kira, that's called Chazara. Taking off from Kira A and putting back in Kira A, that's called Chazara. Taking off from Kira A and putting on Kira B is also called Chazara. Taking from Hatmona to putting on a Kira is not called Chazara, it's called Nesin al Chartila. It has been in the Nesin al Chartila. So it's a Dain Cham, it's a Vusha called Tzarchai, so you have no Bishul problem. So the Yesh Armim, that even that's Mutter. And then he says, "The Ma'amar Shekosav Ramah, but Seva Simin Abir Lachasha." And then he sends you to the end of the Simin. So he brings three shitas. The Kibbeger learns up that it's going to be Machlokes between Chananya and Rabbanon whether Chazara to a Tana or a Kir, which is not Gor Fakatim, is Mutter. Even if it's Mutter, according to Chananya, needs Tanai Chazara. Or everybody either Rabbanon agree that you can do it with Tanai Chazara, or you don't need to Tanai Chazara at all. It's Mutter, even in the Sin Lechatchil. Okay. That's in Zivkot and Tesvav. In. In Sivkatan, at the end of Sivbeis, he brings the sheet over here that the Ikar Din of Chazor is from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. So, you know what? Don't rely on that sheet. But the Afkal Gabi Kira Mamish. Or this chumrah of the of Erev Shabbos not doing chazara doesn't apply by smicha. Okay. So there are the Bira Locha and the end of Siv Beis. I will listen to Afilu B'Samach La'ish. Let's learn from the Kol Shekhen B'Samach La'kira. Okay. But that Afilu B'Chazar B'Shabbos Mutter, Kosh Yisat Aleo B'Siv Al B'Bira Locha, Kadas Akhrenim B'Kilim B'Zeh. Gak Kam Kim Tanai Shalom Nisan L'Gamri, Nisan L'Gamri, Rata Yuchu L'Aksu L'Chiyat Letus Bo Yesh Hashash Bishul. So let's get the Bishul off the table. So Mishnah Berurah here says that that Chazar B'Shabbos is Mutter, like Haris Chatan Le'el B'Sifal B'Bira Locha Kadas Akhrenim B'Kilim B'Zeh. So that's the Bira Locha over here, that he comes out, Iker is like the dog of Mavava, the Kuliyama Chazara is Mutter. By Smicha, and a Garfa, the Katsu. Okay, at the end of the Siman, so the... You want to put the thing next to this Tanah of Haruf. So the Rama says, next to this Mutter, Smicha Bekir Shana Gruva Ketuma Kedin Gruva Ketuma Linyan Nasin Ola. So he again throws in this Nakuda of Smicha and Gruva Ketuma is the same thing as Gruva Ketuma Lagabi Nasin Ola. So what's that talking about? It's talking about Shiir Chazor. And he said, So we're makel on even the hinichal gabi karka. So within you can be soymek l'tanu shein agor v'katum, as long as the kzeir is still tahat and it's will shikol tzarfa. So we don't have a bishul problem, and the chazar is mutter. Comes to be a lach at least smurf. So according to the dogam of Alba, that smicha works a kuli alma to do chazara. So what's Rama being mechadish over here? He's being mechadish over here smicha l'chadchila b'shabbos. And he says reasons why that's a doichik. We also know in Kavosh Mefarash Shluch Kavegar Shom the Rama l'mar l'nyin chazara. So according to the Rabbanon, smicha is not matter chazara. According to Chananya, smicha is matter chazara. According to Bar Leil, the worst time on the sheet of Chananya, and therefore you can do smicha b'chazara. According to Dagam of Ava, what he's being mechadish over here is not chazor, because everybody holds chazor as mutter. So I don't need nisbar leil. That's mutter. What's nisbar over here is that nisid al chadchila is mutter agnei smicha. So at least in the Dagam of Ava himself does not say that shita. The Beis Meir says that shita. That's what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before. But what we're being matter in Sif Aleph is not only is it mutter chazor, but it's even mutter smicha l'chadchila. But here the Bira Locha points out that Dagam of Ava is going to be forced to learn like that in the Ramah. That even smicha is mutter l'chadchila. Nesina l'chadchila is mutter by smicha. Okay. And Reish Nun Tes at the end of the whole series of simanim dealing with Shia, Chazara, Nesina, Hatmana, etc. So Mishnah Berurah comes out there. He quotes from Magen Avraham and other Svarim like a Kol de Milsa. It's in page Lamed Aleph. If you're looking at your Mishnah Berurah. So on the left column over there, he says, "Mutl neich b'Shabbos tav shel chamish nisbach shel kotzarich samach v'tanu al levizveiz shloi fil husach atanu rabbein agar v'katan the smicha loy osur b'zeh." So it's mutl neich b'Shabbos a tav shel cham, which is nisbach shel kotzarich. So there's no problem bishul. You can put a samach v'tanu. Even though it's not garfa katum, and even though the tan already is lit, because the garfa go light on Shabbos, that was the point. So you put it on top of the levizvez. The levizvez was like a ledge on top. it's mutter. The smicha li asu b'zeh, because they didn't ask for smicha. Now, so he's talking about a case in the scene of the chachila. So what is he? When he's saying you're allowed to put it over there, so it sounds like you're saying this in the chachila. He could mean you're allowed to put it from a state of shehiyat over here, but he doesn't really say that. So it sounds like you're saying it's mutter, but he says la'asur b'zeh. So because the Ramaz argued maybe that that's better than there's a hecker there in that situation, better than the case of smicha, because you put it on top of they put like a piece of wood on top of the levizbeis and then put it on top of that, so that's better. Maybe that's what he means. But the Pashas, the Mishabura, seems to be reading that smicha is mutter. Even the Sinat Chalchilu. That's the Pashas that the Mishabura seems to be reading. So here in the Moshe Dirshu on Reshon Tes, he says, and then Yisrael B'tchila B'Shabbos, so he brought before that it's Mechlokas Achronim, Karn the Dogma Vav, that's going to end up being mutter, Karn the Kivager, that's going to be Yasser. So Kivager over here, on this Magen Aram, this is a quote from Magen Aram, says the case has to be that there was a Shia beforehand, which is a Shikol Doichik in the Lashon over here. Okay. Relevant nowadays, so we don't have ovens that you put things next to your oven and heat things up next to the oven. The shaila is a blech. So how do you deal with the case you leave a blech up and you have one fire on and the other ones are off? So the putting a pot directly over the fire, that's the regular case. What we'll deal with that is a kira. With a being, we'll assume the blech is equivalent to garfa katu. So, now, but what about the place not directly over the fire? So it's not directly over the fire, so that if the chara, the simple way of understanding that this is form of smicha, I'm putting it next to the kira, the fire being the kira, and that's directly above. And this is like Rashi said, the case of kisya kadira, kira, it would have like a. The way a kira worked different than a tanner. A tanner was learn Mishnayos and Kalim. You know, the minimum height of a tanner was 4 tefachim high, 3 tefachim high. It was 7 tefachim high. It was tall. You could put a container inside the tanner and you would cook inside. That's they would do baking inside of a tanner. A kira, the minimum height of a kira halachically in Mishnayos Kalim is 3 etzbaos tall. It's a few inches, 2 inches off the ground. So it was tall enough. You could put a little fire inside, and you put the pot on top. The kira was made to put it on top, so you could sometimes lower it down inside if it was taller. You could lower it down inside, or there's something called a kisya akira. You'd put like a piece of metal or something on top, on top of the kira, and you put the pot on top of that. That's how you put your pot over the fire. So your black is kisya akira. Which is why the Chazon Ish Agav learns that using a regular blech is not mutter, because that's the case of Kisei Hakira, which halacha is has dine, according to the Torah, has dine shehiyah on it. That's how you use the kira. So that's not called garfa katum. But let's say you'll assume that, but now it's not on that. So it's not the kira. It's not Kisei Kira. It's next to the kira. So if that's how you don the area of the blech, which is not directly over the fire, as smicha, so there's a good argument that I could take a pot which is mavusha kol tzarchai, and as long as it's still hot, I did, let's say, hot mono, and I can put it in the state of smicha, as long as it's not directly over the fire. So Shlomo Zalman argued like that. That's how you look at a blech. That's so the area over the fire is called, that's like the kira, and the area which is next to that, even though the food could get the yatsa lettuce over there, so the impact of the fire is impacting it. That's like the case of smicha. I mean, the reason the smicha next to the tanner or the kira, because it was very hot and it was able to heat things up. So the fact that it's able to heat something up doesn't make it kilo it's al gabi the kira. So that's the case of smicha, and then you have the pashas reading of the Mishnah Berurah that in the sin of the chadchila is mutter b'smicha, as long as it's mevushel tzarach and it's still kan. I can't take something out of the fridge and do that because I have a bishul problem. But let's say it's a dover yavesh. What? Let's say it's a dover yavesh. So let's just clarify that point for a second. So we pass the meeker than there are more pass meeker than any bishul or bishul. So someone who was called Sarko said there's no bishul involved. He said that. And it's a dover yavesh, so there's no problem with bishul. So I want to take a challah, I want to take the kugel, and I want to put it over there. I don't have a problem with bishul, no problem with bishul in that spot. The only problem is I have hilchus shihiyah and chazara. Well, the smicha doesn't have isurim. It's mutar nesin lechatchila. By a liquid, and the define, you know, what's defined, when does it move from being a solid to being a liquid, needs to be explained. But let's say by a liquid, so Rambam says the minhag is that by solids, the equal way you cook something is you take it from being raw to being cooked. So once it's cooked, it's cooked. By liquids, besides that element, the mile of a liquid is, you know, that it heats, water heats up, and then it cools off, and then it heats up again. So we pass even by a liquid maker that ain't bishalach bishal. But kolzman is not it. We're machmer. It's only mutter if it wasn't nistan legamri. That means it's still warm. What does it mean? Still warm. Still warm means that if a person wants to benefit from having a warm food, they consider this warm. It's not hot, but they consider it warm. So room temperature ready is considered cold. Cold doesn't mean the fridge. Cold means room temperature. Legabi hilchus chazora. Which we said by chazara, you need the five tonight chazara that has to go over kotzum, and it has to be bushakol tzarchan, and it has to be, it shouldn't mean it's tanin, and so there is a base mayor which says that you the gabi chazara, when you need tonight chazara, you need not nisan legamri, even by the reyavish. Why? Because once it's on the gamri, it means the original shahia is bottled. It's no longer, the shahia was to give it heat. It's gone. That's done. So beside Movad Hilchas Bishol, there's no issue of Bishol, there's still another problem that beside Hilchas Shahia, you need Shia/Chazara, you need that it should still be warm. Okay, but over here we're saying that the Sinel Chachil is Mutter, so I'm not worried about Shahia and Chazara. I'm allowed to do the Sinel Chachil. So the only reason why I need over here that should be dying kham is because of bishul. So then by someone which is a dover yavesh, I don't need that. So it's a bushel called tzarcha, and I don't care that it's cold. So his ambo tashel kham, and it's still he's tashel kham because the tashel usually meant something which had liquid in it. That's how it was used. So there you need kham. Because mitzad bishul, but mitzad by davar yavesh, the pashas according to this Mishnah Berurah should be mutter to take a challah and put it on the blech in a spot which is going to get where it's going to even to get yatz lettuce bow. That's mutter because it's smicha lechatchila on Shabbos is mutter. Okay, comes to Mershon, and Mershon says no. And Mershon looks at our. The blech is this interesting metzius. What the blech does is it expands the reach of the flame. The metal heats up. Metal is a very good conductor of heat, so it expands the reach of the flame. And that creates both a kula and a chumra. So the mashal to. So, therefore, doing the scene in the chadchila on Shabbos you can't do because you're putting in lagab eish. Because lagab eish doesn't just mean directly over the fire; it means wherever the fire can heat the food to yatz lettuce. But now, Rav Moshe does say the gabi lalach of hagasa. There's a din in Shinyan Ches that there's part of this cooking process is stirring. So there's a chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam says that the reason why Gus, the Gemara talks about Gus in the first parak, the reason why Gus is Kayim is because it's part of Tzorchei Bishul. So even if it's not cooking anything in the classic sense, because it's Mavushah called Tzorchei, there's still a problem of Bishul. It's part of Tzorchei Bishul, and it's a problem. That's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. So there, the Rama says we shemachar on that when it's directly on the fire. That chumra is only when it's directly on the fire. So Moshe says that chumra of hagosa, you cannot stir the pot. It's only if it's mamash directly over the fire. But if it's moved off to the side on the blech, hagosa is not a problem. Maimer Musker, even if you say Hagosah is a problem, so the next step is, do you extend the Isser of Hagosah to spooning something out with a spoon? It's like Hagosah because you're stirring it up. So Pashas, Maimer Musker called Tzarcha, Mikra, then that's not a problem. Chazanish passes like that, because you're not being Mechav on the Shem. It's only if you do it in the Shem Hagosah, it gets that Chumrah. But if it's not the Shem Hagosah, it doesn't get that Chumrah. Anyway, the Chumrah is like, everybody trying to figure out where the Chumrah came from. It's like a big Chiddush. So Lagabi, that point, it's not considered Lagabi Yoyesh. But Lagabi Dinei Shia and Chazara is considered Lagabi Yoyesh, and therefore you cannot put something with Achila on that spot. You can put it further on the black where it cannot reach out to lettuce bow. That's nothing. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish disagrees with the whole premise. He says that you see from the whole Sugya of Gemara, the Gemara handles Dinei Smicha, that the Gemara sees Smicha as being some form of a Shehiyah. So, in other words, this is all assuming that, you know, that the Mishabur is being Machriya, that Smicha, Mikra, Din is Mutra, even the Chachila. The Chazon Ish says clearly that's not true. It's in the whole Sugya of Gemara, the Gemara handles Smicha as being going under the umbrella of Shehiyah Dikadinim. He says, and that would mean a kula that you can take from Smicha and put al Gaboah, because this is a form of Shehiyah. And Shehiyah from one pot to another, one town to another town is Mutter. So Shehiyah from this town itself, from Smicha to al Gaboah, is also Mutter. But if you tell me Smicha is Mutter L'Chachila, because it's not considered a Maisa of, it's not new with the Dini Shehiyah, Pasha, you met with me in the Chumra, you cannot take from the Smicha to al Gaboah, because that's taking something which is not on the fire at all anymore, no shachas to the fire, and putting on that needs Tanoi Chazara, which you don't have Tanoi Chazara. So I think the Minhag Olam, at least in America, at least the Minhag Olam is like Rav Moshe, to assume that the places in the blech, even the place in the blech, which is not al gabi aish, but if food can reach yatzaletas bo. Again, the lost is yatzaletas bo. It doesn't mean that the metal is yatzaletas bo. It means that the food can be cooked to yatzaletas bo over there. It means the aish is effective in that spot. So it has a din that it needs Hilchus Shia and Chazara. And he says, Beferish, now, later on, let's say on Shabbos, I have a blech. So I have my soup, which I'm serving right away, directly over the fire. And I have my cholent off to the side. I take the soup off, I can move the cholent over to over the fire. Because it's all part of my Shehiyah. So there's no problem. As long as there's no bishul issues, because obviously, you know, you bishul, moving it over the fire, you're hastening the bishul, that's a problem. But it's in the Moshe called Tzarechai. We tell Yefalo, it doesn't bother us. That's not a halach and bishul. It's in the Moshe called Tzarechai, and it's hot, obviously, so you move it over the fire, it's mutter. So that's mutter. I don't know. According to the Mishabura, I would wonder. But one thing I wanted to say, according to Moshe, Moshe himself handles what's called Yatzeletas Boy. So that's not a very clear share what Yatzeletas Boy. So he basically gives you a range between the temperatures of 120 to 160. He writes in one place he writes to 175. So this Chumrah that we're saying, that Malkum is considered Agabi Aish, because food can reach Yatzeletas Boy, and therefore you cannot do Nesina L'Chadchila, Pasha should only apply if it's about it can be Yatzeletas Boy. So it's quite hot. It can reach, let's say it's going to reach, you know, 120, 130, 140 over there. It's not going to reach 170, 160. So it's not body. This is even meets the criteria of the Rav Moshe's cheshbon. This is called Agabi Aish. Because maybe it's not, if 140 is not called Yatzeletas Bo, it's not Agabi Aish. And even if Rav Moshe, even if that's true, it's yes, but Pashmi Shabru said that's mutter. So the chara should be mutter to take your challah and put it in such a spot, which is iffy on the Yatzalatas boat. So much as vada in the Yatzalatas boat, you can't put it there. What defines Davar Yavesh versus Davar Lach? So there's a wild Prima Gadim in Shin Yechess, which he says maybe it bases on a Taz, if I recall correctly. He says maybe it's only in Rav. If Rav is liquid, so that's considered Davar Lach, otherwise it's considered Davar Yavesh. The Minigal is not like that. We assume any time where there's a significant liquid, which means when you heat it up, the liquid's going to be nicker, but if they atzmai, it's in Davar Lach. But let's say the mushal, again, this is all talking about lach, which has been cooked. One thing you have to be aware of, let's say you take your challah out of the freezer and there's ice crystals on it, and you're going to heat up those ice crystals into yatzah lettuce bowl. That's bishul, right? That's bishul on those things. So a minimal amount, you know, sometimes it evaporates before it gets to the yatzah lettuce bowl. It's not a psikresha, it's more nichola, you really couldn't care. You know, you could argue that that's not a problem. It's not, but you know, but if there's a significant amount, you should, any, if you have ice there, you want to do that. You better remove any significant amount of ice before you do it. Okay. Am I saying this halacha l'maisa? I don't know. The one thing which makes me hesitate is, you know, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to be like the Dagam of Abba, Mishnah Berurah points out that the Pasha's reading of the Ramah is much more like your Kiveger. The Ramah at the end of the Siman reads much better like your Kiveger than it does like the Dagam of Abba. So to say that that's, I mean, and we're all going in the Ramah. This is all right. So what is the Ramah being mechadish to us in this heter of smicha? And the Ramah and the Sefei is the Ramah and the Sefei, and the Pasha's reading of it is like the Kiveger. So that's what gives me pause. But the Pasha's reading of the this quote of me, and the Kiveger does, you know, say Hezra in the Smog of Rami, and he means Yerei Shia. Mishabur does not mention it. So the Pasha and Shabura, and the final line is really being matter in that case. So the only issue is the blech, a smicha, or worse than that. So, but it's Vadi Yetzeletis, but the Minigar was like your immersion, I think, in that point, at least a Minigar in America. But if it's not Vadi Yetzeletis, but I think you could be Sebek on this, the cooler.